All right, folks, in 88 days, once again here at the Cardinal at St. John's, they'll be hosting the LIV Team Championship. I mentioned that because LIV back in action this weekend in Korea. Joaquin Niemann won his LIV Best 8th title, beating Taylor Gooch in the first playoff hole, and he won $4 million. Now, Jeff, I don't know if he collects that. They might be working some things out, moving some things around.
Yeah, got to move a couple items.
Yeah, and the honest to goodness truth, LIV is certainly not on solid footing. We know they're supposed to have financing through the end of the year, but there's been some discussion about that as well.
Well, when they're, you know, bypassing their streaming service and giving refunds for that, you know, it costs more money to do the next.
That's not a good sign.
Not great. Not looking good.
Could be the writing on the wall. Meanwhile, LPGA, I bring you up to date on that. ShopRite LPGA Classic, your winner from France, Celine Boutier, comes in at 9-under. Up next from Thailand, Arpachaya Yubel at 8-under. So we are discussing what's going on in this amazing radio station. Over the years, I've had the distinct pleasure of participating in a Pure Michigan golf tour or two. At the helm now, my good friend Kevin Dietz. You hear him Monday through Friday from 9 to noon here on the Blowtorch. Kevin, it all gets underway tomorrow, my friend.
It does. We are at the Pines right now, just making the turn. Played 9 holes with the pro up here at the Pines in Mount Pleasant. And it is beautiful up there, man. They have 7 golf courses within 20 minutes of each other up here.
Oh, yeah.
And it's one of the great secrets. I mean, you talk about getting a bunch of guys together to come up and play. You know, the hotels are less expensive. The golf is less expensive. And the golf is fantastic. This first leg of our tour is going to be really good. So we're playing tonight, and we're going to do the show from here tomorrow. Then we're going to make our way up to Treetops, which I love that course. That's those elevations up in Treetops. Oh, my
goodness. Which course are you playing there?
I think I'm playing Signature, which is nice. It's a good course. They're all
beautiful.
Really looking at the Treetops. Yeah.
Mr. Barry Owens my best, would you?
I will. He's going to play with me tomorrow. So that tomorrow afternoon, that'll be a lot of fun. We'll do that. And then, we're going over the Highlands after that, Boyne Highlands.
And, another beauty.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm not sure which course we're playing there, but boy, I've not been on a bad one. I mean, that is a setup over there. Just absolutely fantastic. Then I make my way over to you guys over there at the Cardinal, which I have not played yet, so I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, you're going to enjoy it. You really, really are there.
Keep it in
Kev.
The fairway. Rough is dense. That's, very dense. That's,
that,
healthy.
That is very good advice. And then we finish up at the Rocket Mortgage there, which so it's a full week of golf. I'm telling you, today this place is busy. It's perfect weather. It's perfect time
Beautiful.
Of year to get out here. It's I had looked it up when I was driving up here. Michigan's golf industry is over $6 billion, and $1 billion of that is people traveling to Michigan to play. And I think it's just getting bigger and bigger and better and better, and it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, when you take a look at the raw numbers of our golf business here in the great state of Michigan, it's rather crazy. And I've said this time and time again, you guys, I would put Michigan golf, granted our season is relatively short, but what are you going to do? But I would put just the variety of courses that we have in our amazing state up against any other in the nation, period.
Absolutely. And probably some of the best conditions.
Sure.
Right. I mean, they're just the bent grass greens. There ain't nothing better anywhere.
Keep that in mind, would you, Kev, as you're going through this tour, for crying out loud. But, you know, Kev, I know you love golf. You're one of us. But the thing about the tour, aside from living out of a suitcase, it's a hell of a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun, yes. And I like crisscrossing the state and seeing the different courses and the topography and all of that. It's a great way to spend a week, especially if you're working. So that's work. We're gonna see some really good courses. We're gonna have a lot of fun. We have some good dinners, and we'll report back to you on All Talk from 9 to noon.
Yeah, and then a week from tomorrow, I'll point out, you're going to be participating, as usual, in the Detroit Sports Commission golf outing at Oakland Hills. My colleague Jordan Young is going to be chatting with you out there as his company, Game Above, is the title sponsor. Way to go, Jordan.
Well done.
Yeah, well, we're back for a year, too.
That's a course, huh?
Okay, yeah, I didn't get a chance to play last year, but I might play with our good friend that you might know, Michael Dietz, on Sunday afternoon and do a little preview tour. We'll call it a work tour the day before, and it should be fun. Yeah,
it's good. That's going to be a great event. Always.
Obviously, Kev, you've taken in the new clubhouse, and from all reports, it's absolutely beautiful.
My goodness, it is stunning. The locker room alone is just incredible. It's two-story locker room and with all the fabulous things at the clubhouse. But, man, every last detail is just phenomenal. They did such a good job on that. It's remarkable.
All right, Kev, appreciate your time. Get back to your round, my friend, and enjoy the upcoming tour. It's always a riot.
All right, thanks, guys. I appreciate you.
All right, Kevin Dietz, our very own. Monday through Friday, 9 to noon, here on WJR. All kicks off tomorrow in beautiful Mount Pleasant, the Pure Michigan Golf Tour. There's nothing like it. Need to talk about this with you fellas for a little bit. Jordan, I mentioned this to Jeff earlier before going on. Don Ray out as president of the PGA of America. Nathan Charns is in on an interim basis. Your thoughts on this, if you have any?
I don't have much to say on that. I don't know
BC
much
would.
Of the details. I thought you maybe said Brian Cairns was the intern, president for about 12 hours. But, we'll see what happens.
Well, he was taken to task for his delayed response and some of the statements he made with those morons at the Ryder Cup. And I kind of thought he might have gotten himself into a little bit of trouble. But, Jeff, from a diplomatic standpoint, all he had to say was, listen, we apologize. There's really no place in golf for this behavior. But he didn't say anything like that either.
Right. He didn't. I mean, we're better than that, right, in golf. But was he involved in choosing the venue? Because going to New York, I don't know what else you could expect.
Well, you got what you were looking for. And, the conduct was not in any way to me shocking, but it was just a little bit too personal. Look, I have no problem with people being passionate about the American team. No problem at all. But a lot of that stuff was over the line, period.
Well, that's part of the deal, too, with gambling, I think.
Booking stuff,
the things that has happened with Hideki a couple months ago, guys yelling in his backswing. You just don't know what the motivation is anymore. And that's opened up a big can of worms on how conduct is going to be on the golf course from spectators that are drinking probably way too much. And they don't know, they probably don't even play golf, but some of those characters are still on the golf course and, wanting to be on Instagram or YouTube, Creighton.
Well, there's been a few PGA Tour players that have come out and said that they get emails of the threatening variety because they missed a putt on any given hole that cost a guy $100 or whatever the case may be. And I think that is a very slippery slope when it comes to sports betting in our country.
Right.
And I think we're starting to see the trickle down with story after story after story as to exactly where we are with it right now, because there's so many states now that have legalized it. And if you're going to try and contain it and keep it above board, good luck.
Well,
that ship has sailed.
The spectators are so close to the action.
There you go.
Everybody is quiet, right? Everywhere else on the planet. Nobody's talking on the golf course while the guy's taking his swing, but this guy does. And
sure.
If I ever see the mashed potatoes guy, he's getting it right in the mouth.
I don't even know what the origin of that was. Mashed potatoes, of all things to yell. All right, we've got one segment to go as we continue to spin on golf right here on 760 WJR.